Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the InkTots podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of InkTots podcast. Yeah, the weather has been very gloomy today. Yeah, it's a winter time now and it's been raining for the whole week. Yeah, it's kind of looking sad. But anyway, let's get into the topic itself today. Yeah, we're going to talk about the sense of unworthiness. So, this sense of unworthiness thing has been more popular in the recent years, especially after the term imposter syndrome came out. Yeah, I mean, after the term become more popular, I'm not quite sure when does it come out actually. So it was said that an estimated of 70% of people experience this imposter syndrome symptoms at some point in their life. 70%. Isn't that sad? Yeah. So it basically saying that we feel that we are unworthy of something and we doubt that we don't deserve the success that we achieved. We don't believe that we achieved something because of our own capability, but believe that it's probably just because of luck. Yeah. And one thing that I've read somewhere before, and I'm quite agree with this, you know, many Asian girls tend to have this sense of unworthiness. Well, I'm not quite sure about the Western, how the Western society perceive this and have this yet, but yeah, I'm just going to talk about things from my own background and my culture. I mean, things that I can see from my culture and my background, yeah. So I could kind of see this from the perspective of many of them were brought up in an environment where the parents of the elderly value boys more. Yeah, although it's no longer the case now, but sometimes this kind of cultural ideas still exist, especially in the older generation. So for instance, about study. When my father was young, not all of his siblings were given the equal opportunity to study due to poverty. So all of my aunts were only allowed to study until they finished primary school, while my uncles and my dad were given the opportunity to study until they finished high school. Yeah, so this kind of ideas, we can see that it still exists 30 to 40 years ago, which is actually not very long ago. Yeah. Hence, this could probably explain why many Asian girls grew up in the environment that don't value themselves that much because of this kind of cultural ideas that has been existing. So I'm not quite sure about how many people are still living in such environment. However, I'm able to say that I could witness the change as I can see many girls are now having a stronger sense of worth and they value themselves more. Yeah, we can see it from social media where the women openly talk about it and openly discuss it and encourage the other girls to, you know, stand for yourself and believe that you're worthy. Yeah. And seeing them having this stronger sense of worth and they value themselves more instead of caring about what the society and other think about them and the comments that the others made. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this today is that I believe it would be a good reminder to all of us that we are enough as who we are. Yeah. So let's get down to like, why do we first have this sense of unworthiness? Yeah, the main thing that I mentioned is the environment earlier. And this, the other thing is that it could be because, you know, you have been in that environment for so long or even you never have the opportunity to live without that before. And so it kind of makes you feel that you don't have a strong sense of worth or strong sense of self-worth. You don't believe yourself in so many different aspects of your life. For instance, if you've been growing up having to believe that you're not as good as others, when you're about to do something, you always question your ability no matter how much people around you told you that you're good. Yeah, it will only change until you start believe that it yourself, yeah. Sometimes our belief could shape us in many different ways. If we always believe that we're not good, We have many weaknesses. You magnify that part of weaknesses and ignore the strength of yours. Then you don't believe yourself much, and when you try to do something, because of your beliefs, you tend to be scared and ended up not performing well. And then the outcome once again validate your beliefs that you believe that cause you believe in that even stronger. But is that the real case? No, it's just because you're so scared of it and that kind of affect your performance, but you're actually very good in it. And let's try to look at the other way. If you always believe that you'll be able to handle all the difficulties that come along the way, and yes, although there might be times that you fail, but you don't question your own identity and self-worth, you could once again stand up and face the difficulties even if you fail. And once you succeed in that, it will reinforce your beliefs that you're good at something. Yeah. And while we couldn't deny that there's a portion of luck in the equation to success, but that's not all of it. A huge part of it is made up of hard work. Yeah. So if we always try to keep the positive attitudes while facing all the challenges, we tend to have higher likelihood to see the goods that are coming our way and grab it while the opportunity lasts. If we always see things in a negative way, we might just be too busy immersing ourselves and looking for some, immersing ourselves in self-doubt and instead of looking for something that could help us win the fight. Yeah, you get what I mean? Yeah. And so this whole change in mindset and attitudes would eventually change the way we think and we see things. Yeah. And the law of attraction is applicable here. When you always believe and think that good things will be there one day and it's coming your way, it will be. Because of all these mindset and attitudes, it shape our behaviors that could lead us to, you know, achieving our goals. Yeah. So for me, I've been trying to tell myself like, yeah, I've been able to handle all the difficulties in the past, although there's up and downs and there are difficulties and sadness that I have to go through. But at the end of the day, I'm able to handle all the difficulties. Yeah, so in the future, I'll be able to do it again. So I value myself. I believe in myself. And I think that I have the ability and capability and dealing with no matter what is coming my way. Yeah. So I hope today's episode could act as a good reminder to all of us that we are all worthy as who we are. It would not be easy to think in this way, but we could all take the first step towards becoming a person who loves ourselves first. Yeah, so I guess that's it for me today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you do have any other ideas about this topic, feel free to comment down below and I'll come and interact with you. So I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you're not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@ingdots.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the username of ingdotspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.